Since the Omicron variant was first reported, the common refrain from health experts is that it could take 2 weeks to know whether the current COVID vaccines will remain effective. WNYC Health and Science Editor Sikon Akpan explains why.
The main reason behind the two-week schedule is that virologists need this time to tease apart Omicron's attack patterns.
This Omicron has so many mutations that we cannot just use the simple, quick approach. We have to kind of start from scratch.
Dr. Ned Landau is a microbiology professor at NYU who runs one of hundreds of labs coordinating with the World Health Organization on Omicron research. He says labs in South Africa and other parts of the globe are in the process of isolating the virus from patients and growing it in petri dishes. But with a new virus, that can take a few days.
One would think that in about 2 weeks or so, there ought to be nice stocks available of the virus that will be shared worldwide with scientists.
But working with the actual virus can obviously be risky. So another approach involves making what's known as a pseudovirus. Landau says they're like little virus particles that are completely harmless to lab workers. Scientists can use genetics to take the most concerning pieces of Omicron and plug them into a pseudovirus shell to see how the variant works. They then toss these pseudoviruses into a petri dish, growing human cell lines.
When they infect a cell, the cell lights up and we can measure the amount of light. So we can use that virus to very quickly determine whether antibodies from people are able to block infection of that virus.
Those antibodies are collected from the blood of vaccine recipients or people who've recovered naturally from a prior COVID infection. And each stage of this multi-step process can take a few days.
So you add up 3 days here and 2 days there and 3 days there, you know, after a while, you know, you get to about 2 weeks.
This global research effort is moving at light speed. Just today, South African researchers are reporting evidence that Omicron carries a higher risk of reinfection for unvaccinated people that had previously recovered from past variants. Sikon Akpan, WNYC News.